DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This guy hits it. He knows it. He understands it. He is Warren Sharp. And, of course, you can always catch his stuff at SharpFootballAnalysis.com. And right now, Warren is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Warren, how are you, my man?
Hey, I'm doing so good now that this football preview is out to people and I don't have to worry about what I'm going to write about anymore for all of these teams.
I get that. You do this every year. It's a huge football preview. The sharpfootball.com, the book, it's terrific football preview. It's out now. Before you get into it, where can people get it?
Yeah, well, first of all, we're doing a special deal for you guys only. We just launched this today. It's 586 pages of analysis and predictions about the upcoming season. It's broken out into 32 team chapters, one for every single team. The place to go is sharp.football. If you go to sharp.football, you're going to see a link to purchase the book. The book is going for $30, but just for your station, you're the only station I'm doing a hit today on the day that we're releasing this book.
Cool.
We are giving it to anybody for $1. $1 if you enter the coupon code Browns when you go to check out. If you check out with the code Browns, instead of paying $30, you're getting this book for $1. It's got, I think, 17 or 18 pages on just the Browns, and then there's 586 total pages. 31 other teams covered as well, along with all of my season predictions and what I think is going to happen around the league this year.
That's outstanding.
That's really cool. What's the, again, Browns is the code word, right?
Yeah, use the coupon code Browns and go to sharp.football, and that's how you can get your hands on a copy of it. It just came out literally less than 1 hour ago, and we work on it for months. I've got a team of people. I put the whole thing together over the course of starting in March. And it's a true labor of love, but certainly happy to talk to you guys about the Browns today. You guys have a busy day up there with some of the news that's been going on about your stadium as well.
Yeah. All right, let's go. I'll come back. We're talking about the stadium all day. I want to talk about quarterbacks because it's way more fun than hearing people complain about the fact they're moving out of downtown. But we do think it's a great thing. Jeff and I both talked about just as far as having venues and pumping all this just energy into the stadium. I'm just going to say money, but energy into Northeast Ohio. What are your thoughts on the Browns trying to go at this with four quarterbacks?
I think it's very unique. I don't know that it's going to work, but the good thing is that, you know, look, you almost have to separate Kevin Stefanski from this, because if you're thinking about the Browns long term, they roll the dice on two mid to late round quarterbacks. who slipped in the draft a little bit. And we're going to see if either of these guys, they might have got a diamond in the rough somewhere along the way. They've got time to figure it out, and maybe they'll figure it out and find that they've got a guy. And if they don't, hopefully, for your sake, they lose a ton of games this year, and they're right back at the top of the draft next year with extra draft capital and the ability to land that franchise quarterback that you should so desperately need. And the thing I wrote about in my book about the Cleveland Browns is, you know, I don't mean to be mean, but sort of a laughing stock with the whole Deshaun Watson situation and how you got him and he's terrible, and then all the other issues that came about as a result of all of that and how expensive he is and the cap hit and all this type of stuff. But at the root of all of that is the actual correct understanding that quarterback is massively important. And at times it's important to take a risk to try to get a quarterback. And right or wrong, obviously at this point it's wrong. They went after Deshaun Watson, but it was a major risk for them to do that. It shows how much they actually value the position. And it's part of the reason why I do think that they went ahead and drafted two quarterbacks in the same draft class. And it's part of the reason I think that they're comfortable if the team stinks next year, if neither of those two guys are your guy, because you don't want to have Kenny Pickett going out and winning games for you. You don't want to have Joe Flacco going out and winning games for you. I mean, I'm just talking, I don't know what you guys personally want, but if I was rooting for the long-term future, if I lived in Cleveland and I wanted this team to eventually be good several years from now, I don't want Flacco or Pickett winning games for me. I'd rather they play as little as possible or lose what the games that they're playing, and I want to see what these younger guys have, and if they have nothing, fine, we'll pick high next year.
Okay, Warren, you're killing me. But you know what?
You disagree? You have a different opinion?
Well,
or?
I get it. I wonder, and give me your thoughts, do you think Pickett or Gabriel or Sanders has any kind of a legit chance of being a starting quarterback in this league for the next 5 or 6 years, and in particular with this franchise?
Absolutely not on Pickett. I've seen enough on Kenny Pickett. We've seen Kenny Pickett. The main time that he's had success, obviously, was there in Pittsburgh. But, you know, he's got deficiencies as a quarterback. We know he wears gloves even in the middle of the summer. His hands aren't that large. He struggles in a lot of situations. And Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers threw a good defense and just ridiculous loads of luck and sorcery end up winning games. I don't think Kenny Pickett he's suddenly willing this team to win. I think the team is winning despite Kenny Pickett being there rather than because of Kenny Pickett being there. I don't think he is a NFL franchise quarterback whatsoever. As it relates to Gabriel or Sanders, I honestly don't know. I'm going to find out when we see him in camp. I know it's probably news and topics for discussion about like how many incompletions or completions they throw and mini camps and stuff. Like, I know that's a discussion point, but I want to actually see the guys out there on the field. I want to see them in some of the games. You know, there are definitely some positives about each of these guys coming out of school, but there's a lot of negatives as well about both of them. And it remains to be seen how they translate, how their style translates into the NFL. And so I'm sort of going to reserve judgment. But I would like to, as long as they're not going to embarrass the team or potentially embarrass them, like massively get injured in some capacity because they're just not ready, I would love to see Stefanski get these guys some real live action early on in the 2025 season. One of them, you know, whichever one is the better guy, and let's see what he can actually do, because that's really, you know, maybe you don't start in week one, but you got to get these guys in there and see, because if they struggle, then you're going to get a good pick next year. And that's really at the end of the day, that's what the 2025 season is all about for you, in my opinion, what it should be about. It's not about winning the Super Bowl. It's not about winning the AFC North. It's not about finishing with a winning record. It's about ensuring that we are locking up a franchise quarterback moving forward. I can't tell you, I posted a stat the other week. When was the last time you guys won the AFC North? I mean, let alone did anything in the playoffs. Like, you guys have to get that franchise quarterback in order to do anything in the future. And that's what this season has to be about, is either, yes, we got one, we found a diamond in the rough here, or no, we didn't, we're going to draft one at the very top of next year's draft.
But I think the harder part is you got a coaching staff that's probably wondering, are we going to be around for next year if we have if we have that horrible? This is such a catch 22 when you try to figure out, okay, well, if they don't win, it's okay, but is it? Especially if you're a coaching staff that has to go out there and try to win every week.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm in the firm opinion, and like, look at what we saw last year with the New York Giants. I don't know if Brian Daboll was quote unquote on the hot seat or what was going on, but there wasn't a direct line of communication clearly between Mara and Daboll, and they go out there and win a totally meaningless Week 16 game. And as a result of winning, sorry, it was Week 17. Mm-hmm. Now that we've got 18 weeks, win that game. And as a result of that, they cost themselves the number one overall draft pick. If they had lost that game and lost Week 18, they get the number one overall draft pick. They win this game. They miss out on it, even though they're starting Drew Lock, etc. So you have to have some sort of level of communication. I believe that if I'm ownership, I still think Kevin Stefanski, look at the quarterbacks that he's been dealt. Kevin Stefanski did not go out there and sign Deshaun Watson, right? We know where that decision came from. Kevin Stefanski has been asked to coach Deshaun Watson, to change his offense massively, to tailor it towards what Deshaun Watson likes to do, which is totally opposite directly what Kevin Stefanski had previously done when he was in Minnesota and initially in Cleveland, which is multiple tight ends, heavier personnel, lots of play action, under center stuff. He had to change so much to appease Deshaun Watson's style of play. Then Deshaun Watson is playing terrible. He goes in and out with injuries. He's juggling millions of quarterbacks throughout the course of the season. The team is not losing because Kevin Stefanski is a bad coach. So I believe Kevin Stefanski, I don't know that he's earned, he just hasn't lost the opportunity to continue coaching the Cleveland Browns in 2026, regardless of what happens this year. You need to give him a quarterback and let him see what he can do with this, with said quarterback. So I agree. And frankly, I think that the decision with the coaching staff and the ownership should be on the same page quite early on in this season to figure out what our strategy is going to be. I don't think they know through like the first 4 weeks what their strategy is going to be. But what I can tell you is this: the Cleveland Browns play the number one most difficult schedule in the entire NFL, weeks 1-4. You're playing the Cincinnati Bengals, the Baltimore Ravens, the Green Bay Packers, and the Detroit Lions. Four teams that are all expected to go to the playoffs this year. Four teams that have winning records. These are four of the better teams in the NFL from top to bottom. That is going to be a gauntlet. And so you're going to be sitting there heading into an international game against Brian Flores' defense of the Minnesota Vikings, potentially 0-4, maybe 1-3, and looking at what the landscape is before you. But I just hope that they allow Kevin Stefanski to keep going beyond this year, because he hasn't been able to prove anything with the quarterbacks he's been dealt.
Warren Sharp joining us, sharpfootballanalysis.com, the website, his book out right now. And it's a biggie, the 2025 football preview. Coupon code, type in Browns, you can get a great deal on it, as Warren laid out earlier. The quarterback situation, obviously, they're looking for something. The running back situation is different here. Nick Chubb not brought back. They draft two. What do you think of the running back situation here with Judkins and Sampson and no Nick Chubb?
I like the running back situation. Running backs obviously are very predicated in terms of how strong the offensive line is going to be. So that's kind of the first and foremost thing that needs to be set for the Cleveland Browns. But the run game obviously was terrible last year, and it's going to be leaned upon heavily with this cadre of quarterbacks. There's no doubt about it. I like what Judkins brings to this rushing attack. I think he brings another dynamic, obviously from Ohio State, local to that area in terms of where he played at college. I am expecting the Cleveland Browns rushing attack to be leaned on quite heavily, and they're going to have to step up this upcoming season. The good news is Cleveland Browns have the ability, I think, to lean on this run game a little bit to help support the quarterback. The bad news is I'm expecting you guys to play the ninth toughest schedule of run defenses this upcoming season. So it's not going to be easy in terms of who you're going to face. But the main thing, and I write about this a lot in the Browns chapter, which is why the run game needs to be better on first down, and all aspects of your first down offense need to be better, is because your guys' first down offense was so miserable last season. it impacted everything else, and it forced you into playing the longest distance to go on third downs, which there's no bigger factor in whether or not you're going to convert on a third down based upon your distance to go. And so because your first down offense was terrible, you had the longest distance to go on third down. What was wrong with your first down offense? Well, EPA per rush, you were dead last. Rushing success rate, you were second to worst. Passing success rate, you were dead last. And EPA per pass attempt, you were dead last. So whatever run plays that Kevin Stefanski dials up on first and 10 have to be a little bit more productive than what they were last season, because you guys must get some edges on first down. The cascading effect last year was you faced long distances to go on third down, and you were forced into a lot of third downs. You punted at the second highest rate of any offense in the NFL. You made trips into the red zone at the lowest rate because you were punting at the highest rate. You didn't score on many drives. You ranked 32nd in points per drive. You ranked 32nd in points per game. All of these things are building on one another. And you had the 31st average halftime lead, so you were falling behind at halftime, and as a result, you didn't win any games. You ranked dead last in number of games won last year. So everything can be traced back to first down efficiency, in my opinion, where you guys were the worst in the NFL. It sounds simple, but that's where it starts and ends, in my opinion. Fix your first down offense in some degree, and everything else can improve a little bit. If your first down offense is terrible and you can't run the ball on first down, you're going to see a similar result in 2025 as you did last year.
All right, Warren, you're killing me here, but I can't disagree with anything you're saying. I'm not looking for sunshine. I'm looking for maybe anything we haven't thought of. Is there anything they can do with Deshaun Watson other than pay him for the next 2 years?
I don't think so. Didn't I see some report that he might come back earlier than planned? Yesterday, maybe.
And could that be good? Could he possibly find what he had in Houston? We're hard pressed to think the answer to that is yes.
I agree with you. I'm sorry. I'm here on a great day for the book, and you guys get the new stadium, and I'm just dumping on negativity here, but.
The stadium looks really good, though, Warren. That stadium design looks great.
It looks outstanding, absolutely. but I will say what doesn't look great is the prospects for Deshaun Watson. I just think quarterback, you cannot separate a quarterback from his play caller, but it's also hard to separate a quarterback, like statistically, from his own level of confidence. And no matter when you see Deshaun Watson out there, his confidence is shattered. Like, I do not think that he believes in himself, in his own ability to go out there and perform well. And that is visible when he's out there on the field. And I just don't think he can execute Stefanski's offense. And Stefanski, like I said at the top, he has changed his style of play calling to try to appease Deshaun Watkins. I think Stefanski is not elite when he calls plays in this 11 personnel shotgun. I don't think he's as good in this style of offense as he was when he was utilizing those heavier sets and under center and play action, etc. And I don't know that he wants to be doing this, but he's doing it because this is the hand that he's been dealt. I think the offense is therefore, you've got a head coach and a play caller who's not at his best trying to work with a quarterback who has no confidence, whose talent has obviously dropped off a ton as well, and who's been injured multiple times now and sat out a lot from football. It's just a recipe for disaster, in my opinion, in terms of what Deshaun Watson might be able to bring to the table for you guys. So the cap is terrible. The way that you deferred the cap to future years and now have this ridiculous cap hit in 2026 is also terrible. I don't know the long-term answer. What I would just rather do is just rip it off like a Band-Aid. And I wrote in my preview, I'm tired of thinking about Deshaun Watson. I'm tired of talking about Deshaun Watson. The sooner he's away from the Cleveland Browns and probably just done from the NFL entirely, the better that it is for everybody, the healthier it is for everybody, because I don't think he's an NFL caliber quarterback, but unfortunately he's like that millstone that's hanging around your guy's neck from a salary cap perspective for a little bit longer.
It's like the second apron in the NBA. They're one and the same. That's the way the Cavaliers feel about it, too. So, hey, we do appreciate you, Warren. Thank you so much. Again, tell everybody what a good deal you can get just by listening to you today on our station.
A 586-page football preview dropped today at noon Eastern. You can get it for just $1 instead of $30. Go to Sharp Rock Football, enter the coupon code Browns, and it's yours for $1, limited time only. Helps you guys. You might not like what you read about the Cleveland Browns, but it's all honest. And then you'll find some other things about some of the other teams. And, hey, I am not too kind about the Cincinnati Bengals either. So if you just don't feel good about the Browns, but you also want to feel happy because I don't like the Cincinnati Bengals this year, go ahead and read their chapter.
Hey, you want to see more Browns? If you want to see more Browns fans, just say one bad thing about the Steelers in less than 5 seconds. Say one bad thing and you'll get 100 more people probably from the Browns that'll want to hop in onto that. So thank you. Hey, Warren, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you guys.
All right, take care.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What was your biggest takeaway other than the fact that when I walked away from it, my biggest takeaway, I'll start there, is that he's just basically saying the Browns are playing for next year to see if they need a quarterback or not in 2026. That was the biggest takeaway I thought I got from that interview. What'd you get?
I got the same takeaway except in a slightly different fashion.
Okay.
The takeaway I got was they're playing 2025 to get to the 2026 draft. And you don't want Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett going out and winning games. And man, I hate that.
I can't stand that.
I'm not disagreeing with him, but I hate that thought.
As much as we want to think that, I can't believe.
And he doesn't like Pickett.
I can't believe Kevin Stefanski wants to coach that way. I just think there's just way too much stuff up in the air.
He might not have a choice but to coach that way. And what I mean by that is, what if he's been given four quarterbacks who can't win football games for him? Is that possible? Yeah, I think it's possible. Is it likely?
They are going to stumble onto a few wins, though. There's no way they're not.
And
please tell me.
At this time of the year, I'm always erring on the side of optimism. My fingers are crossed that one of these guys steps out there and actually looks pretty good and becomes pretty good. Warren didn't think that there was a guy on this team who's going to be their quarterback long term. You know, the guys that might have a chance, Gabriel and Sanders. He didn't, obviously not Flacco because of Joe's age, and he's not a fan of Pickett. So I get all that. We all understand that. I just think it's difficult to, and Warren didn't. But it's difficult to say, well, this guy can't be something. Well, you never know. you know, guys work, they get better.
That's all the time.
Right. And Warren didn't say that, but he's not real optimistic about the guys who are here right now, and he was looking toward 2026. And if you see the guys who are coming out, and I even hate to think this, the quarterbacks who are coming out in next year's draft, certainly a better group of quarterbacks as far as you know, ratings and everything else than the guys coming out this year. That doesn't mean a guy can't come out and be really good. We see it all the time in the NFL. Somebody taken in, you know, later in the draft, and I mean later after the first round, becomes a good football player, even at quarterback. Huh. By the way, he has them forecasted. Am I allowed to say, Dana? 4.5 wins.
That's what everyone else is saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
3.5 to 4.5. That's
and fourth in the division.
I think the ultimate feeling would be to be sitting here at the end of the season saying they don't need a quarterback in the next draft. And that they or they don't need to draft a quarterback with one of those two first round picks.
Well, let's go back to what you just said. What you just said, the ultimate would be that they don't need a quarterback.
Yes.
After this year.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be stunning?
No.
No, I think it would be. Because the group of guys that you've assembled aren't conducive to the thought that you have your franchise quarterback. Because, as Warren said, you got a couple of guys, Dylan Gabriel probably taken a little higher than most folks thought, and Shedeur Sanders a little lower than most folks thought, maybe a lot lower. And Kenny Pickett, who is going into his fourth year, and I can't dismiss Kenny. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I want to see him on the field first. But those guys aren't conducive to the idea of this is our franchise quarterback for the next 3 to 10 years. That's okay, but it doesn't mean one of them can't go out and do it. You never know. He did like the running backs. I thought that was and see, Warren's the analytical football mind. He knows Nick Chubb is at the end of the career. Even if the career lasts another 3 years, you can't imagine him doing what he did here in Cleveland. And he might last another couple of years, but the Browns brought in fresh legs, talented legs, and Warren's optimistic about that. I think that bodes well for the team, and that's why I think they'll win more than the, you know, if I was taking, I'd take the over on 4.5, because you're going back to a Kevin Stefanski-style offense based around the run. You're going to turn an offensive line loose. Offensive linemen will tell you, oh, we'll run block all day long. Nobody likes to pass block as much as run block. We're ready to go. Dewan Jones has to be good at left tackle. But I think this team, if it goes back to its running identity of the past, with three guys, maybe four, who are capable of running the football behind an offensive line, Andy, that we think was pretty good and appears to be healthy now, that can be the basis of some wins.
Let me throw this curveball at you. How would you feel about Dylan Gabriel if he was picked 30 picks earlier? Would that change things for you?
No.
That Dylan Gabriel was a second round pick.
No. Where the guy was picked doesn't make that much of a difference
if
to me.
If the Browns invested a second round pick into a quarterback rather than a third round pick, would there be more pressure to say this guy should be our starter next year?
Yeah, but unless you get a guy in the first round, I don't think there's any real pressure.
So you feel comfortable saying we can, you know, we're not really banking our future on a second round quarterback pick.
You need to accumulate talent at quarterback, and right now we're not sure if they have talent at quarterback.
Dan, do you think that makes a difference? I kind of listened to what Jeff said. I want to ask you that when we come back here in a second. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.